producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alexa Pure Pro is the latest gravity-fed water filtration system that is good enough for us to carry. And it's super good, and it's super affordable. What I call it a mega game changer. Out of the gates, we're launching it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off at checkout, like other water filtration systems that we carry. And you also get free shipping. Huge. Take advantage of that today. Don't wait anymore. Stop drinking the glyphosate, the fluoride. Protect yourself and your family. It's one of the biggest things you can do from the research. It's just amazing. And some of the other new products also being put out by My Patriot Supply, who spent years developing this. They have the Survival Spring. It's like the Life Straw. A lot of other systems. We're really proud of it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it is your purchase of the products that makes it all possible. By the way, Pro Pure G2, great as well. You can see the side-by-side comparisons. This definitely has faster flow rate. But also, they got stuff like the portable pitchers that Alexa Pure doesn't have. So, again, we just carry all the best stuff we can find. And, I mean, we find more great stuff. We'll carry it as well. It's just hard to find good stuff out there. And this is a new level. Really excited about it. InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you all for your support while you're supporting your family and their, obviously, pure drinking water. Marvin, I know the guest is gone. He had to go. But you've got a view. You heard his view on guns. What do you have to say?
Yeah, My view wasn't a question I had. It was probably going to put him pretty much on the spot, was the 1968 gun law. Would he try to, would Donald be in favor of treating a gun like a knife, et cetera.
Trump has been saying repeal gun laws and go to open carry, that the Constitution is your right. He's really gotten a lot better. Trump was bad 10 years ago. So that's why I don't completely trust him. That's why we're investigating him. And that's what that was an investigation last hour. And I've talked to a lot of people behind the scenes. They say Trump's pretty libertarian behind the scenes. And we all used to be ignorant. The word is he listens to this show. Trump's talked about InfoWars a few times. And maybe Trump doesn't want to see America destroyed. Maybe he's woken up. I don't know. What do you think?
What do I think? I'm in your boat. I'm still leery. I want to believe everything, but I also don't want to be the Obama voter and get all
exactly
the support. And but like I said, I live out in the ghetto of Lakeway, and it's a beautiful place, no problems. But then I think about these inner city guys that get into trouble, but then get out of jail, and then have to protect themselves because they're in a violent society. But then they're committing another felony by just carrying to protect them.
Yeah, the only people that you've got to take their rights away after they're out of prison are like child molesters. I mean, look, when you've done your time, you're out. Don't restrict your travel. Don't restrict your right to defense. Don't restrict your right to property. Let people start over again.
Agreed, because I actually shoot with a... anyway, you get the point. You already know.
I know. Listen, they could set me up next week and make me a felon, and then I don't have guns, and to protect my family, and then I'm supposed to hire bodyguards. I don't have the money for that. I mean, I have to let go a bunch of employees if I hired bodyguards. I'm not doing that. I got guns right here. Guns in my car. And I'm not afraid of somebody coming after me. Whatever. I win because I'm not a coward. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Alex in New York. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. I can't believe I'm talking to you. Quick suggestion, if I may, before my question to you. The way when I turned on to you, you used to challenge us a lot in regards to you would say something that was unbelievable, and then you would back it up, and you would say, you don't believe me, go read San Diego Tribune or this and that. And I think that helped a lot. And I don't hear
you. No, I agree, but now everything's so fantastical. Yeah, we can say, I mean, now everybody kind of knows. I mean, it's just so crazy.
There's still new people that are turning on to you. I turn people on to you all the time. And for them, I think they're in the
sure
same.
I got to apologize. Jakari, if he takes calls, I think he's taking calls to come back to you. I'm going. I can't take over his time. Stay there, Alex, Paul, Mike. I'm sure Jakari will want to talk to you. Mike's listening in California on KOMY, 1340 AM. And we got Paul listening over the internet and others. We're going to be back with Jakari Jackson and the defense of the Second Amendment. Speak of the devil. The devil's in the details, and they're coming after our guys.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And welcome back to the InfoWars Overdrive Hour. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, on The Alex Jones Show. And we're going to finish up with some of your calls, the callers that were left over. We do apologize. Our guest has left us, but I'll do my best to answer your questions. And also coming up later in our show today, we have Michael Cargill of Central Texas Gunworks, a good friend of the show. He's going to be talking about all the things that are going on in the news concerning weapons, what you can do for yourself to get yourself armed. Also, what all these politicians are calling for. Hillary wants to take your guns, just like Obama, just like Bloomberg and the rest of the gang. But for right now, let's go back to calls. Did we have a caller holding over, or did he drop off? Okay, so that guy dropped off. We're going to go now to Mike in California.
Jakari Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, it's an honor to speak with you. My question is... Yes, my wife and me campaigned for Ron Paul in 2008 and 2012 with the prospect of Donald Trump getting in the presidency. We're concerned that Rand Paul isn't speaking up enough to put himself in a position of vice presidency for consideration for Donald Trump. What do you say about that?
Well, you know, I have no issue with Rand being a vice president, but... From what I understand, Trump has been hinting at having Carson run, or at least that he's throwing that out there. I think Rand is probably the best guy on the Republican ticket. You know, I think Trump he has his high points, just as Alex was talking about in the last segment. He's become more pro-Second Amendment. Now, of course, we know the guy's an entertainer. I'm not sure how much of this is sincere and coming from his heart. So that's what concerns me about Trump. But I'd rather, if I couldn't get Rand, I'd rather have Trump than most of the other guys in the Republican Party. All right, well, thank you. We'll move on to our next caller. We now have Paul in New Mexico. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, I'm like from 80% trusting Trump to like 99.9% because, you know, like Alex, he has to engage the enemy in Facebook and Twitter because he can't afford the bandwidth. I think in the same respect, Trump is engaging the enemy by buying favors from people, Hillary or whatnot, because he has to, because he has to. That's how our corrupt system works. So Trump is the ultimate infiltrator of the system. I'm hoping he can sabotage the system from inside and blow it up. Most of the time, you have to play the globalist game by attacking them from the inside. But I think most of the time you have to attack them from the outside of the box, not from the inside of the box. But in Trump's case, I think he can attack them from the inside. And I now understand Trump. I now trust Trump because more people need to start stumping for Trump because, I understand now why Trump buys favors. He buys favors because he has to. That's how the system is played. Just like you play Alex plays the media game by engaging in their ghettos of Facebook and Twitter. In the same respect, that's how Trump has to engage and play on their football field. Alex plays on the media's football field, and that's all Trump is doing is playing on the system's football field. So that's all I got to say.
Well, thank you, Paul. I remember the first debate with Trump, and the most interesting thing to come out of that debate, in my opinion, was when Trump said that he's pretty much the guy behind the curtain, because we all know that at the high level of politics, I guess at any level of politics, you have the guy behind the curtains, the guy with a pocketbook, and they call up the phone in the midnight hour, hey, I need you to do X, Y, and Z, and then the person does it because not only do they owe Trump or whoever the guy is a favor, but they want another favor in the future. So, you know, I think that was very much something that should have been expanded upon, but they just breezed past it like it was never even said. So you made some very good points. Let's move on now to Kevin in Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, Jakari.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm a huge fan of the show. And my question, or actually I just want to get your take on this, is with everything that has to do with Hillary, how can any sane individual, especially women, and this is more gauged toward women people, so maybe you can get Leanne Matthew on there to answer this question later on, but how can any sane person believe anything that Hillary Clinton has to say, anything that she does, and how can anybody vote for this lady? She's a total criminal, and as far as it goes for women, she is trying to strip women of their rights and parental things more than anybody else that's running. So I just wanted to get your take on that.
Yes, the thing about Hillary, I remember back when she was running against Obama, and we played the clip here several times, where Clinton said, yeah, I got off the helicopter and people were shooting at me. I can't remember where it was, but I got off the helicopter, people were shooting at me, and then they played the footage of her testimony side by side with the footage of what actually happened. And she gets off the plane, she's smiling, she signs an autograph for a little girl. And I think the rationale for not just Clinton, but a lot of these guys, Obama, whoever else, is, well, maybe they're doing it or did something bad, but other people have done things bad in the past as well. For example, oftentimes I bring up Fast and Furious, I bring up the situation in Syria, and then somebody will quickly retort me, well, Bush did this and Reagan did that, Iran-Contra. I'm like, okay, yeah, but they're not in office right now. They're not the people being held responsible. I can't do anything about what Reagan did, but I can speak out about what Obama's currently doing, and hopefully that'll wake people up and get some accountability in the office. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but basically that's the counter-argument that I always run into. Yeah, this person's bad, but other people have done bad things in the past, so just let them be who they are, even though we keep getting this narrative of hope and change and make America great again and all that kind of deal. Thank you so much, Kevin. Let's go on to Alan in Missouri. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Jakari, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Very well. Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Hey, listen, I was listening to the interview with Ron Paul yesterday with Alex, and he was talking about a form of passive resistance where people stop participating in the system. And it occurred to me that it's an idea that I've been holding on to for a long time, is that I used to work jobs where I was paid strictly contract labor where the employer did not withhold taxes from my check. Well, I think, and I may be ignorant on the topic, but I think that any employer can pay contract labor. And if that's the case, then the employer and the employee can each individually, and that's all of us, decide whether or not we want to fund the machine that's choking the life out of us. I mean, at this point right here, I'm paying literally almost $600 a week in taxes. That's,
oh, wow.
That's a lot of money, man. You know, I'm a truck driver. So, I mean, they're killing me, man. You know.
And, yeah, I hear that. Go ahead.
No, I would just love to not have to pay taxes and pay for a machine that I don't believe in anything that they're doing anyway.
I agree with that. You know, they always take our tax dollars and, you know, the old adage, they have money for war, but they can't feed the poor. And, you know, I always hear this argument, you know, after 9/11 or whatever. Well, the American people demanded, you know, the TSA, or they demanded all these security regulations. Like, nobody came and asked me, do I want to get groped at the airport, or if I want the NSA to listen to my phone calls, or if I want to go send drones to blow up wedding parties over in some foreign country. Nobody asked my permission for it, but they take my tax dollars and go and do those things anyway. So I agree with you as far as the legality of it. I'm not a business owner, so I'm pretty sure there are other people who can speak more to that than I can. But yeah, I'd be all for it. I don't want to pay any more money to these people so they can have their secret services, you know, aiming, you know, guns at people, or, you know, on rooftops when Obama driving by. Meanwhile, they don't want me to have a firearm when I go out in the streets. Thank you so much, Alan. We will clear the decks now ahead of our guest, Michael Cargill, who's going to talk to us about the Second Amendment later on in our show. Kit Daniels ran in here just a second ago, and I guess this is his new article on Infowars.com. Hashtag Black Lives Matter co-founder calls capitalism racist. It says capitalism is racist, according to Black Lives co-founder Alicia Garza. So the thing about the Black Lives Matter movement, and I talked about this before with Leanne McAdoo, we definitely see some shenanigans, sometimes bordering on criminal activity coming from the group, but there are also a lot of peaceful demonstrators that are in the group as well. For example, when we first went out to Ferguson last year, there's a lot of peaceful demonstrators, kind of like what you see in that photo, people sitting there in the streets with their signs, Black Lives Matter, and so on and so forth. But you also have the other extreme of that, of people, they go to events where veterans are getting their medals, and, you know, they harass them, or they go harass people who are, you know, in the lunch line or whatever else. So, you know, there's kind of two sides to the group, but definitely I think there is a lot of, as there are in a lot of groups, a lot of controlled opposition, a lot of people who are infiltrating the group for their own nefarious purposes. So you can definitely check that out on Infowars.com. Now, tonight on the Nightly News, Darren McBreen is going to be talking about all things Benghazi. So just to give you a little bit of taste of that, I have this article about Hillary Clinton. Clinton on Benghazi, Christopher Stevens was responsible for his own safety. Now, I want everybody to think about this, because this is a nation, all these politicians who say that they're going to keep us safe. You don't need a firearm. You don't need a Second Amendment. If something happens, we're going to swoop in and rescue you. But in the case of Ambassador Stevens, who called or sent out the email several times to Mrs. Clinton, we have the clip, about 600 calls made on various days and times to get the proper security. And how do they respond when it came down to the brass tacks? They took security away from this guy. So this is what I implore all the people of America to understand. They're saying that they're going to protect you. No, they're going to protect themselves, and not even everybody in the government. I mean, protect themselves. Like, Hillary is going to protect herself. Bloomberg's going to protect himself. Obama's going to protect himself. Ambassador Stevens, even though you called several times, you said, sent all these emails, and then, you know, right before they took away your security, you're responsible for your own death, is pretty much is what she's saying, even though she was rightly alerted of all the information that was going on. So you can find out more about that with Darren McBreen later on in the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central. Now, before we go to break, quickly I want to touch on Joe Biden. And you guys know that he dropped out of the race yesterday, and there's a lot of speculation. They're saying that the war machine, the Clinton war machine, was going to destroy him. And I'm not a fan of Biden, you know, all of his policies going along with the Obama administration, the things that I talked about, Fast and Furious, Syria, all these other things going on, telling people to go off on their balcony and shoot their shotgun like Yosemite Sam. Of course, if you do that, you're going to wind up in a jailhouse. But now we have the report that advisor told Biden the Clinton war machine is going to destroy you. So now Biden has stepped out and pretty much cleared the decks for an all-on, full-on Hillary assault. So I definitely expect Hillary to get the nomination at this point because he was, in my opinion, her best competition. Of course, there are Sanders and the other guys out there, but I think he was the guy who was really going to challenge her. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this break. This is the InfoWars Overdrive segment. I'm Jakari Jackson on the Alex Jones Show.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWars, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the InfoWars Overdrive Hour. I'm your host, Kara Jackson. Now, coming up in our next segment, we'll have Michael Cargill of Central Texas Gunworks. He is a gun shop owner, a gun shop instructor, a CHL instructor. He's going to tell you everything you need to know about how to procure your firearms, how to train with your firearms. Also going to talk about the news going on today. But first, let's talk about the great products at InfoWars Select. And you can receive 10% off of your InfoWars Select foods order and receive free shipping. This is a savings of almost $300 for a one-year supply. This is USA ingredients packaged exclusively in the United States of America. America! Everything from the tote to the packaging to the food is all made in the USA. Balanced kits with breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks. All packages will be have a built-in Ziploc so nothing goes to waste. So this is everything you need to keep yourself well-fed in the case of some type of incident. Now, everybody thinks, you know, when we talk about these storable foods and getting yourself prepared that we're expecting, you know, the zombie apocalypse to happen tomorrow. That's definitely not the case. If you have some type of natural disaster, you have a tornado, a hurricane, a flood, you know, these are the type of things that can help you in those type of situations. And we have a review. This is from Sky Lookup. It says, great value for what you get for the price, and it has the perfect storage container, and it takes up a very little small amount of space. Great dishes for the whole family. So there you go. You can check all that out at InfoWarsSelect.com. Now, with the time we have left in this segment, I want to go back to the main site, InfoWars.com. Also, you can watch this on InfoWars.com/show to see the free video stream. I just want to look at some of these top articles. Of course, we have the Black Lives Matter article from Kit Daniels, which we talked about earlier. Idaho quietly seeks Ebola coordinator. Now, this is something interesting that Don was talking to David Knight about this earlier today. David's been on the Ebola hunt, so to speak. And we recently saw the nurse who was supposedly cured of Ebola now has it again. And people are wondering, well, what's the deal going on with Ebola? So you can check out Adon's article and find out everything about that. Now we have PC police label Thomas Jefferson statue racist and sexist. Also by Paul Joseph Watson, Halloween is racist. Everything is racist now. You can't dress up as a cowboy or as a geisha girl or wear a sombrero. You know, I don't spend a lot of time in bars, but sometimes I go out, see a soccer game, or maybe playing a soccer game when I'm out and about. And, you know, guys wear sombreros or whatever. And it's not that big of a deal. You know, if I see some Asian guy wearing a cowboy hat, I don't call him a racist. But, you know, who knows? That's the politically correct world that we live in now. Let's see. Qatar threatens military intervention in Syria. Damascus warns of harsh response. That's a great article by Kurt Nemo. And what we've been talking about here recently, the Clinton testimony. Now, as I said earlier, Mrs. Clinton, this woman who has bodyguards, lies about being shot at by snipers, ignores emails when people are begging for help so they won't become murdered individuals, and all manner of other things, has come out today and said that Ambassador Stevens was pretty much responsible for his own death because I guess she didn't feel like reading his emails. Now, I had a chance to speak to Larry Nichols, the Clinton insider. He worked on Bill's campaign, also spent a good amount of time with Hillary as well back in the day. And he was telling me that if he was running the Clinton campaign, he'd be doing it exactly as it is, which is to say, yes, Hillary's getting beat up in the media. She's having to testify. She has all these things going on around her. But he says for a Clinton to win, they have to run as an underdog. Bill was an underdog at the time of his elections and so forth. And they're doing the same thing with Hillary. So what they're going to do, according to Larry, is they're just going to continue to beat her down. And eventually, you know, Biden stepping out was a good deal for her. It boosts more focus on her. But eventually, after they beat her down for so long, they say, look at this strong woman. She's overcoming. They came after her on the emails. They came after her on Benghazi. But she has risen like a phoenix, and she's going to lead us into the new promised land. And, you know, whatever sensational derivative of that they choose to go with. And it seems like Larry's pretty on about that. So you guys can go check out that. They just flashed it on the screen, that great report edited by Josh Owens. I think it's called The Clinton Chronicles 2015. Yes, there it is. You guys can check that out on InfoWars.com. It's also on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And as we were talking about earlier, report, advisor told Biden, Clinton war machine will destroy you. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why Biden isn't going to run. Of course, you know, his son died recently, and I do give him my condolences on that. But as I said earlier, his actions within the Obama campaign do not give me a great deal of confidence. But I can say that about the majority of the people who are running right now, and Republicans or Democrats. And, of course, there are libertarians, other people as well who want to get into the mix. But that's what we're dealing with right now. So stay tuned. After this break, we'll have Michael Cargill. We'll open the phones up. Take your calls about the Second Amendment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to the InfoWars Overdrive Hour. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. Joining me in studio is Michael Cargill of Central Texas Gunworks. How you doing, Mike?
Outstanding, outstanding.
All right, so we're going to talk about a whole lot of news. But first, I want to go ahead and give that call-out number. It is 1-800-259-9231. Once again, the number to call in is 1-800-259-9231. And Mike's going to take your questions on all manner of Second Amendment news and whatever questions you have just to keep yourself safe. Now, Mike, there's a lot of stuff we have, and we can't get through it all, but I know there's a few things that are near and dear to your heart. You walked in, you saw this article I have here. Bill introduced to remove suppressors from NFA regulation.
Yes, the Hearing Protection Act. I really like this bill because when they enacted, when we first got our NFA process, when all that stuff started, they added suppressors later on down the road to that list. And suppressors never should have been added to the NFA process because, you know, if you think about OSHA, and if we allow, you know, we do a lot of things, you know, with shooting, we do a lot of things with other things where OSHA comes into play in the workplace to say, you know, this is too loud. You need to have hearing protection for this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if OSHA was actually, you know, came about now when suppressors came about, we would actually make suppressors legal. So mm-hmm. we need to bring this, you know, bring this back to the forefront where we can actually, you know, start using suppressors in our firearms. It's just a lot safer that way, and it's a lot quieter that way. And I encourage people to try to dab into figuring out how to go about getting, you know, an NFA item. If you want to get an automatic rifle, you want to get a machine gun, you want to get a SBR or something like that, go ahead and see about, you know, filling out that paperwork and getting that those items, because those are great firearms to shoot.
Now, because I wasn't gonna say the name, but everybody's gonna know who I'm talking about. Myself and Joe Biggs, I'd say like one of the guys who worked here, but myself and Joe Biggs are talking about maybe getting something like a trust.
Yes.
So tell us what that process would be like.
All right. So what you do is there's a form you have to fill out with the ATF. It's a form 4, and you're gonna fill that form out. There's a $200 tax fee, a tax stamp fee that you have to pay the ATF. And then the best way to do it is to do a trust. That way you can name a bunch of different people on that trust. Because what happens is if you actually go to the chief law enforcement officer in the county that you live in, mm-hmm. have them sign off on it, get your picture taken, your photo and your fingerprints done, and you die, then that item gets destroyed. Or if you only name one person in the trust, yourself, once you die, that item is destroyed. But if you name several people in the trust,
mm-hmm.
then that item can pass to those individuals, you know, if something actually happened to you. And so it's better to actually have a trust. That way you can have a group of people, 5 or 10 people, the entire family can have access to this NFA item. And the way that works is whoever goes into the gun store to pick it up, that person has to get the background check done.
Okay, so it's just one person.
Right.
Okay, that sounds very good. Let's keep moving through our stack here. We have this L.A. City Council Moles gun lock law. Now, Mike, the thing that concerns me about this, they said that they want the guns to be disabled and locked. That's in your first paragraph there. It says handguns not in use have to be disabled and locked in a secure container under the threat of a $1,000 fine. Do you see any issues with that?
Man, that's just insane to me. I don't know what goes on in California in their head, and that's why a lot of people are actually leaving that state.
And they keep coming here and trying to change everything.
Yes, do not come to Texas, you know, Texas.
You can come here if you want, but don't come here and try to make it like California that you just left.
No, sir, we're full. We're not taking any more California. So, because you've already screwed up your state, and now you want to come here and screw up Texas and everywhere else in this country. I totally disagree with this. You know, you need to be able to have access to your firearm. What if my loved one, someone in my family, something has happened inside my home and they need to get access to my firearm to protect themselves? I don't want them to have to worry about going through all these different little silly steps, you know, and then also, you know, anywhere else, you know, in a school, anywhere else, you know, somebody should be able to get access to that firearm so they can stop that threat. That's what it's all about. It's about saving lives. And they're trying to add little stumps in that, you know, in that phase there to prevent you from saving your life or someone else's life.
Yeah, because I talked to David Thweet, Harold ISD in North Texas when I first started working here, and they have the teachers carry concealed in the school. And he said, we have to do this because it takes 20 minutes for a sheriff or a deputy to get out here. That's not even the SWAT team. That's just for one guy to get out there. So they have to have the means to protect themselves in the case that something happened.
And they did it all the way as far back as 2007. They've allowed, and it's Harold ISD, you got that exactly right. They allowed the principal and the teachers to carry inside the school. And for that exact reason, because the closest police department is way too far away. And if something was to happen, it is up to the teachers and the principal to defend that school from any intruders or anything like that. And they haven't had any problems at all whatsoever. They have an outstanding program, and they're telling everyone, hey, mind your own business. Don't worry about what we're doing here because we're doing it right.
Yeah, and if I recall, they said they had to qualify like every week. They go out to the range once a month or something like that. So
absolutely wonderful program, and all schools need to, you know, should follow suit to protect. Okay. We need to protect the kids, and this is the way to do it.
Now, we got one here that I know is very important to you. We have a jury gun shop that sold a weapon used to shoot wound Milwaukee cops must pay nearly $6 million, and this is Badger Guns in Milwaukee. So when you see this, Michael, when you see that they're ordering the gun shop to pay the money, what does that spark in your mind?
Well, the first thing I thought of, let's look into Badger Guns and see what's going on there. And so when I delved into it a little bit, I figured out that Badger Guns, between 2006 and 2009, they had 1,800 firearms were used in a crime. 1,800 guns that they sold had been used in a crime per the Milwaukee Police Department in a three-year period. So this gun store is a problem. This is not a I gotcha moment for the anti-gun community to, you know, to come on us with. You know, it's not an I gotcha moment. This gun store is a problem, and they're not doing it right. And so it was only a matter of time. And this is not just the first lawsuit. There are more than one lawsuit that's involved with this gun store, and they're now it's under a totally different name. So they're even they're closed now. It's under new ownership now.
Now, as far as they're not doing things right, you know, what do you think maybe could have been done differently?
Absolutely. Well, one, you need to know your customer. If a person walks into the gun store, they don't fill that form out right, then you stop it right there. It's done. You know, you can't even fill the form out correctly, then there's no sale there. You know what's going on. But then there's a fine line there, you know, of holding someone responsible, because there's a fine line. We're talking about a straw purchase. You have to clearly know that this person is buying the gun for someone else because they can't buy the gun. That's a lot of times that's hard to figure out. It's hard for me as a gun store owner to know if someone's doing a straw purchase. If they hide that information from me, I'm not going to know. So we can't hold them, you know, like I said, there's a fine line there of holding them responsible when it comes to certain things.
Very good, very good. Once again, the number to call in is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now, I've been asking the questions here, Mike, and I know you've got a lot of things on your mind, on your plate. So, you know, what's hot in your mind?
Well, one, we need to do something. People need to get involved with this presidential race, because we've already heard from the Democrats that they're coming after the Second Amendment. And they're going to do something this time around. And we really need to stand up and stop them from getting into office. We need to lean Libertarian, lean Republican. I don't care. Do not lean the Democrat way, because we got to stop them. They're coming at us by using these terms of, you know, racism, like in Texas, they're, you know, everything's a racist thing now. Oh, it's just racist. Everything's racist.
Oh, yeah. Racist. Owning a firearm is racist. Right. I think, was it the L.A. Times put that out?
Yes. Yes. Everyone's using that. You know, you have University of Texas, their students, they're talking about the concealed handgun license. It's racist because it's too hard for blacks to own guns and get
a You own a gun, Michael license. Cargill?
Yes,
I own a gun.
Guns. Good Lord.
we ran into that. Me and Biggs were in Ferguson, and we were talking to a guy who will go unnamed, and he was a black guy, and he's talking about, you know, all the open carriers and they're racist and all this and that. And I said, you can go buy a gun just like I can. He's like, okay. I was like, okay, that's your argument. You can go buy a gun. Can you
and
not?
He probably already has one.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous.
Oh, definitely. So, you know, they're using these little weak little arguments, and we need to stop them from using all these little silly arguments of racism and everything else, because it has nothing to do with race. This is about a person's individual, their right to be able to protect themselves. The forefathers, the one thing that they did was they said, you know what, let's do the First Amendment. The First Amendment says, hey, you know, you are guaranteed the right to say what you want to say. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know what, let's come up with a Second Amendment. The second is, you know what, you can back that up with a gun. And that's why it's the Second Amendment, and it protects everything else. It's not called the Bill of Needs. It's called the Bill of Rights.
I like that. It's not the Bill of Needs. It's the Bill of Rights. Now, we were talking a little bit earlier about the presidential candidates. Is there anybody who sticks out in your mind, particularly as when it comes to the Second Amendment?
Well, I hope that a Libertarian candidate steps up. You know, that's where I would rather lean. It's hard to tell in the Republican field who's going to stand out just yet. So we'll see what happens there. But we need to protect our Second Amendment, because it will protect everything else. And so.
All right. That's a very good answer. And I wouldn't mind seeing a Libertarian myself. We just have to wait for that to come up.
Absolutely.
Let's go to some calls now. We have Bubba in Virginia. Go ahead, Bubba.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Sorry.
Hey.
I have a question and kind of an issue. How is it that a Department of Defense directive can usurp the Constitution, i.e. the Second Amendment? By that I mean, it was, I believe it was under Bush 1, at the end of his term, I believe his name was Atwood, he was the Secretary of Defense at that time, the Secretary of Defense he signed the DOD directive basically stating that the only time you can bring a gun onto a military installation is if it's part of your duties, i.e. if you're a military policeman, right? Well, by doing that, everyone else that works on that installation, you usurp their constitutional rights. You usurp their Second Amendment. And not only are they doing it while they're on base, so, for example, I'll speak for myself. If you work on base, you cannot take your gun to work. So you can't have it in the parking lot, can't have it anywhere. So from the time you leave your domicile to the time you return, you're usurping your constitutional rights. And it's insane. You can't have a gun on an Army base. Who brings this stuff up?
And you know what? And I agree with you 100%. You know, we need to get back to, look, if they trust you as a soldier, you know, I served 12 years in the United States Army. You know, if I can travel around the country, around the world and defend this country, there should be no reason why I should not be able to defend myself while I'm back home, you know, while I'm traveling to and from work and everywhere else. And all of a sudden, when I cross the threshold of that base, I'm not going to all of a sudden not be trusted. You know, I'm a soldier. You train me. Then I should be able to protect myself just like I protect this country. So I agree with you 100%.
Well, thank you so much, Bubba. We're going to move on now to Christian in California. Go ahead, Christian.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, my question is, what are your views on police officers carrying bigger arms, like machine guns?
It's not in Mexico. I mean, I don't have an issue with police being armed, but the issue is they always want to be armed and not have you be armed. Just like, you know, Ferguson was an example. We had the guys who were willing to come out and spare their time to watch out for me and Joe Biggs. Had we been there back in, was it August or September, the first time we originally went, or not August, September, it was November when the full ride was there. They're burning down buildings, and there are SWAT teams protecting the police station. I mean, like, when it came down to it, the police were protecting the police. It was like, you can go down there if you want to. You may not come back. And beyond that, they weren't just protecting us as journalists. They were failing to protect the firefighters. So, you know, if they want to have the guns to arm themselves, I want to have the same arms as well. Go ahead, Michael Carter.
Right. You're right. You know, if they want to carry, they can pack all they want to. Just don't come to me or come to my house and tell me I can't have something. You know, if I want to have a automatic, I want to have a semi-automatic, don't come to my house and try to confiscate my firearms from me. So I should be able to carry just like you can carry, and I should be able to carry the same thing you can carry.
I agree with that. If they can pack it, you know, I can pack it too. Thank you so much, Christian. We're going to move on now to Anthony in Florida. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hello, yes. I'd like to say, because I was looking at that article you showed about California having a lot on the guns or something. Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, I think to myself, that's just total, that is a stupid, because what if somebody decides to go on a stabbing rampage? What are they going to do, you know,
Well, we see that. Just like I always bring up the case of Elliot Rodger in California, the young man who, you know, said, you know, he wasn't getting enough booty, so he was going to go out and kill a bunch of people. He shot people. He stabbed people. He ran people over with his car. Nobody called for knife control. Nobody called for car control. It was always the guns like it normally is. Go ahead, Anthony.
I totally agree with you on that scenario. Thanks. Thank you.
Mike, do you have
awesome. You hit the nail right on the head there.
Oh.
Because I tell you, they come out, you know, someone will, just the yesterday, someone came out and stabbed someone. Just this morning, there was a stabbing this morning. A teacher was stabbed and killed. They're not blaming that knife. They're blaming the individual. But they do that the same thing when their gun is involved. Don't blame the gun, blame the crazy.
Yeah, there was a video, I don't know if it's still on Drudge, but there's a video yesterday of some guy, I think in California, swinging a machete in somewhere in California, I believe. And basically, it was a guy, I don't know the exact circumstance or, you know, what drove him to the situation, but he's out there swinging machete at a car. So he's hitting a car with a machete, and then the car runs him over.
Oh, wow.
So you have a situation involving a machete and a car. Nobody's calling for machete or car control.
Right, right.
But had that guy, had he had a BB gun and shot out somebody's window.
Oh, man. Oh, take the gun.
Yeah. Is that it? Yeah, that's it right there. So some crazy guy with a machete was out there running around. We're going to keep blazing through these calls, though. Let's go ahead and go to Dale in Ohio. Go ahead, Dale. Oh, I'm sorry, Dale. Okay, I guess issue with Dale. Let's go to Dan in Illinois. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, it was funny to run into you at the D.C. train station September the 24th.
Oh, you the guy who had the Obama mask?
Yep, that was me.
Hey, how you doing, man?
fine. I finally shot that video and got it on YouTube if you care to take a look at it.
Yeah, just throw the link out real quick or throw out the headline.
I will. It's just Jakari Jackson and Stephen Knight is the title of the video at DC train station. So if they want to look it up, they can go ahead on YouTube and
okay.
find
well,
it.
Real, and, thank you. Real quick, give us your question or comment.
I want to know what is the cost to implement to take the guns away from the American people? How many millions of dollars estimate would it cost to do that? There's 300 million guns in the United States alone. So they got to have some kind of way to finance it, to take the guns away and pay the people to go out and take the guns from the American people. And I don't see how that could be financially sustained.
It's like the Visa, the MasterCard commercial. It's priceless. You know, there's no way to tell it. It's going to cost too much. You're not going to be able to get the guns from everybody. That's impossible. It's not going to happen. One, I'm not going to tell anyone how many guns I have. Two, I'm not going to tell you where my guns are located. So they're not going to get them. It's going to be an impossible task. And you're going to wind up with more criminals having guns than law-abiding people because they're going to be disarmed because you're going to take the guns away. So it's I wouldn't even go down that road to try to figure out what the cost is. The cost is too great. The cost is your freedom. That is what the cost.
Oh, I love that. The cost of your freedom. That's what it is. Because just like we saw in Hurricane Katrina, they always say there's never been door-to-door gun confiscation. They did it in Hurricane Katrina. They at least have the infrastructure to do it. They have the MRAPs and all the heavy armor and everything else if they wanted to do it. Are they going to do it? How much would it cost? I don't know. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this break with Michael Cargill of Central Texas Gunworks.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Overdrive Hour on the Alex Jones Show. This is our last segment, and I will remind you to watch the InfoWars Nightly News tonight with Darren McBreen. He's going to be talking about Benghazi, all the things, all the highlights from Clinton's testimony, and how she just failed to protect one of her own people. But before we get to all that, I want to remind you to check out LiverShield. It is back in stock. And also, not just me, but for everybody here, you can go watch the video with Leanne McAdoo. She's undergoing a liver detox. She's going through it with her friend, Emmy. So they have a video journal that you can actually watch their progress on InfoWars.com. There's some footage of it right there for you guys. And also, don't forget to buy that. Also, the whole package, they have instructions of how to go through the detox. They're taking the liver shield, the oxy powder, all that good stuff to get you cleaned out. So definitely check that out at InfoWarsLife.com. Now we're going to end our show with Michael Cargill of Central Texas Gunworks. And with the time we have, Mike, tell people how they can keep up with your work, what's going on at the shop, and everything you have going on.
Absolutely. At the shop, you can follow us at CentralTexasGunworks.com. Also, I have a radio show that I do once a week. It's called Come and Talk It. You can go to ComeandTalkIt.com. We talk all things firearms. We talk about all gun laws and stuff like that. We talk about the positive stuff that's happening around the country with, you know, Second Amendment lovers. And mm-hmm. also, I want to give a big shout-out to those people in Florida. The Florida, I tell you, they're pushing concealed carry on campus. They're pushing open carry because we have five more states left that we're trying to get open carry passed in this country. We need to be able to carry our guns openly if we want to. It's all about an individual's right. So we talk about all those things on the radio show as well, and it's called Come and Talk It.
Very good, Mike. And talk about the open carry, which, you know, personally, you know, even when it is legal here in Texas, I'll probably still carry concealed. But, you know, if somebody wants to carry openly, that's their business.
Exactly.
And that's the thing that everybody needs to understand, because I always hear these people saying, well, if it's legal, everybody's going to do it. Well, there's a whole state called Oklahoma that debunks that. That's where I'm from. They passed it in 2013. Every time I go home for Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever, I see like two or three people.
There are 44 other states that allow some form of open carry of a handgun. Texas will become the 45th state starting January the 1st. So you have stats that you can go through 44 different states to figure out, you know, what happened in those states. It's not a big problem. It's not a big deal. It will come. It will go. And I guarantee you the world will not end because of open carry. It'll end because of something else.
Now, they're saying it's going to end because of campus carry. What are your thoughts on that?
It's not going to end because of campus carry. A person should be allowed to, you know, carry their handgun with a handgun license on a college campus, just like they can carry everywhere else. And all of a sudden, going to cross that threshold of that college campus and go crazy. You can carry in grocery stores. You can carry in movie theaters, you know, malls, the bank. I can carry in public libraries. I should be able to carry in those same facilities located on a college campus.
And it always amazes me the rationale of people, you know, who are against things like that. I mean, you can be against it for all different reasons, but I'll ask somebody, well, why don't you want to carry a gun? Because somebody's going to take it away from you. I'm like, okay, so what are you going to do if, like, some guy tries to rape you? I'm going to call the police. I'm like, so this guy with the ninja skills to snatch a loaded gun out of your hand won't be able to take your phone away.
Right. And then you have professors that are standing up saying, I'm going to quit if campus carry, you know.
Well, get the hell out.
Exactly. You know, that ship has sailed. All right. Your chance to fight against this bill should have been last year. It is now going to affect August the 1st of 2016 in your colleges, universities in the state of Texas, which is the 50th anniversary of the Charles Whitman shooting, and that was on purpose. And it will go into effect August 1st of 2017 for your community colleges.
Well, very good. Michael Cargill of Central Texas Gunworks, definitely thank you for joining us, because these are issues people need to know. You know, because they hear all the rhetoric, all the talking points from the big people on TV. We need to ban this. We need to take away that. Meanwhile, you can look at the FBI's own numbers. You're much more likely to have your throat slit or be beaten over the head with a hammer than you are to be killed with a fully automatic rifle. Even though that's what they continue to demonize, they don't want you to have, even though the majority of what people can buy, if they go to some big box store, they're not even fully automatics. So people just need to understand that. We definitely thank you for joining us. And don't forget, InfoWars Nightly News tonight with Darren McBreen, 7 p.m. Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.